Authority meeting of Maine. Commissioner Simmet.
Here.
Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes held on Thursday, April 25th, 2018.
My reading of the minutes says April 19th.
You got a misprint.
We're on the finance, right?
Oh, I see, okay. I see up top.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes of the meeting held on Thursday, April 25th, 2018.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Reports, we have none. Communication and bills, we have none. Unfinished business, we have none. New business. Request for information, legal services, bond counsel.
I'm over here now. Okay, well, gentlemen, you sent me back to negotiate based on the my memo of the last committee meeting, and negotiate we did. So Phillips Lidl offered 19.5 capped, except for out-of-pocket expenditures, which they subsequently provided a draft engagement letter, which I put on everyone's desk. I received that late yesterday, so I put it on everyone's desk to be able to see before the meeting. That's only a draft. And the other firms that I talked to negotiate with, Trepas and Marquardt, they were pretty firm on their original quote, which was in the $50,000 range. The third firm that I talked with, they did, and they sent it through, and I've attached it to this memo, that they think they don't have a conflict per se. Within the memo attached, you'll see the cover sheet from a preliminary offering statement where they are disclosure counsel on a deal which I believe is being marketed today. And you would see at the bottom left-hand corner that Jeffrey's name is prominently as a they're not the senior, they're a co-manager. This is such a large issue that it's they have multiple sales agents. But it's to the point that I think the reality comes down to is, as I state in the memo that I provided for you last week, is Phillips Lidl has offered a fair price, a fair ability. Let's face it, they're right up the street, so we can get this thing back on track and rolling. And my recommendation to the Finance Committee and ultimately to the Board of Commissioners is that we enter into and accept Phillips Lidl as our bond counsel for the 2018 revenue bond offering and get rolling.
Not that it's a big deal, but I thought their initial was 19.5 with disbursements.
Right, that's my point. That's why I said it didn't include the disbursements, which would be some postage and so on and so forth,
right,
or printing or so on, those type of things. Correct.
Well, no, my point was I thought they included disbursements in their initial, but I could be wrong.
I don't recall. I'm sorry, I don't recall.
I have no problem I think it's a very fair proposal.
It's a very good range. It's way below what we thought we might have to pay. So.
Well, it's way below the other offers as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a chance to do very well on this.
Okay.
All right, we'll get back on track then.
Okay.
Right. We need a motion to recommend this up to the board.
I'll move to recommend to the board that we retain Phillips Lidl for the purpose of bond counsel on this issue.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor? Aye. Those opposed? No.